You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX webradio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today there are three stories in the news. The one that's going to dominate the news for this entire week is the Republican convention, where Donald Trump will be nominated despite the never Trumpers out there that are really becoming the sore losers. I think it's an embarrassment that the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, is apparently not going to attend. I think John has lost a little sense of perspective and showing a lack of respect. I thought he signed that pledge. Oh, he didn't, just like Bush. They signed the pledge, embarrass Trump. Trump signs it, and then when it comes to delivering on it, they don't support the nominee. Sounds like sour grapes to me. Sounds like losers to me, sore losers. But that's the problem with the never Trumpers. They're sore losers. Get over it, fellas. If you were that good and that great and that smart, you would have gotten a lot more votes. You see, when you have a position that's contrary to the will of the American people don't come out and vote for you. And what I'm talking about is illegal immigration. Now, I'm not going to have a show on illegal immigration, but that is the reason Donald Trump is getting the nomination. Unlike all the other candidates, and there were 16 other ones, he was the only candidate that made illegal immigration front and center. The invasion of this country over the last 15 to 20 years has resulted in an increase of anywhere between 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that are living and working in the United States. The American people know what's going on. They don't like it. They're mad. And they're revolting, or rebelling, however you want to say it. They're sending a message loud and clear to both the Democratic Party and the leadership of the Republican Party. We've had it up to here. And either you start listening or pay attention, or we'll vote you out in the next primary, whether it's this year or next year or the following year, both locally, state level, as well as the federal level. I'm repeating myself here because guess what? These political elitist establishment types of both parties have a hearing problem. They're tone deaf to the fact that the American people are really angry at the political elites in this country, the so-called ruling class. They've had it up to here because they know this is a jobs issue. This is a crime issue. This is a drug issue. And yes, it's a national security issue. And when you ignore the will, the concerns, the interest of the American worker, the American people, you do it at your own risk. The only thing that the political elites understand is power and get reelecting. That's what they're about. They're into power, money, and control. Doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans. I'm neither. The problem of the United States today, we are a warfare and welfare state. And both parties are big government parties. And the problem is they're too big. They cannot truly be supported. And the American people have said no, 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 enforce the law. We want this invasion of our country stop. We want the invasion roll back. And that means not only building a wall or fence and roads and securing the border, but also going after employers that are employing these illegal aliens. This is not an issue that's very complicated. But you need to understand the only thing the Democratic Party today is interested in is not the American worker anymore. And they're really not interested in illegals except the fact they want to make every one of them a voter, a Democratic voter. That's what they're about. And they've told the unions to shut up, get behind it. And the leadership of the unions have. The membership is not so pleased with it. So we're going to have a very, very interesting election. And Donald Trump has positioned himself well. He's made clear that he is the law and order candidate. No ambiguity there. Remember, if you want to communicate, you got to be clear, you got to be concise, you got to be convincing, you got to communicate your messages and connect with the people. And if you have a message that does that, you'll win every time. So Donald Trump, wisely, from the very time he first announced his candidacy, all through his campaign, has emphasized that he'll put a stop to illegal immigration by not only building the wall, but deporting them. It's going to take 10 years because it's not 10 or 11 or 12 million that are here. There's at least 3 to 5 times as many. No one knows the exact number. And the government, who's in the best position to tell you, is not going to tell you. Oh, they'll put out those phony baloney Bureau of the Census numbers that everyone criticizes for grossly undercounting the situation. You see, they don't want to scare you. Now, I've heard the critics of Trump say, well, how can you deport 11 or 12 million? It's not hard, folks. You go after the employers because there's one reason, primary reason they're here, and that is to get a job. They're fleeing a bad economic situation, whether they're coming from Mexico, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, and other countries, OTMs other than Mexican. So Trump's message resonates. I've been saying this for years. I'm not new to this, folks. I said many years ago that the candidate that would make two issues, actually three, the center of their campaign would win. One is to stop the illegal invasion of this country and roll back that invasion. The person that would do that would win hands down. Why? There have been polls after polls, and you got to be careful with polls, how they ask the question, where they ask the question, the size of the poll. But the underlying message is the American people support legal immigration as long as it's controlled, but they do not support, deeply resent, and want it stopped is the illegal invasion. People coming, entering the country without presenting their papers. And it's been going on for nearly 20 years, actually longer, but the major influx started about 15 to 20 years ago. And as a result, today we have tens of millions of illegal aliens in the United States. They all need to go home. Now, the critics will say, well, how are you going to do that? Are you going to knock on their door at night and put them on a bus and then bus them to the border? No. What we're going to do is go after the employers that employ them. That's a crime, folks. They're rather stiff penalties, but it's not enforced. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the problem. Law enforcement. And the American people want the rule of law, which means you don't pick and choose which laws you enforce. You enforce all the laws. And that was not done under Republican administrations nor under the Obama administration. So you have a lot of American peoples, blacks, whites, Hispanics, Latinos, Asian, that are law-abiding citizens. I want to underline law-abiding, born and raised here. And when they're polled, tell, I want illegal immigration stops. It's not hard to understand, even if you're a Washington bureaucrat or politician. The problem is the Democratic Party wants to keep in power, stay in power, and become a single party. To do that, they need to replace and expand their voter base. And their strategy is very simple. Have as many illegal aliens come to this country, as well as legal. It's a dual-track situation. And that's what's been going on. You see, the President of the United States twice now has raised his hand and swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And that means faithfully executing the laws of this country. He's betrayed his oath and is not faithfully executing the laws of this country. Just the opposite. It's become the rule of man. I call it a tyranny. He's dictating and he's encouraging illegal activity in the immigration area. That's just one area. He is not enforcing the federal drugs laws, but he's also not enforcing immigration law. And I know some of you say, well, I want immigration law reform. Good. Elect people that support your point of view. Because right now, the overwhelming majority of the American people, forget about the representatives and senators and the leadership of both parties, don't want this. It's rather clear cut. I'm talking a significant majority, 70, 80% or more. And even those that support legal immigration, and I'm all for legal immigration, know that is out of control. At one time, usually between 100, 200, 300,000 people would come here legally. The long range average is about 250,000 per year. Now it's over 1 million per year, and that's been going on for several years now. And what the donor class wants, and those are the owners, the executives of your large corporations, they want that number increased, first to 2 million and 3 million. It's not hard to understand their motivation. They want cheap, compliant labor. And that means raising the number of legal immigrants that come into the country. Now, they prefer legal immigration. The problem is the American people don't want that. But the way the donor class gets its way is to make large campaign contributions to both political parties. They don't play favorites here because they want this. And when they want that, they usually get it. They buy politicians. It's the corruption of the political system. It's been going on, ladies and gentlemen, for decades. It's nothing new. Both parties do it. Some are worse than others, and that's driving what's going on. And as a result, the American people have said enough is enough. We want it stopped. So Donald Trump is now positioning himself as the law and order candidate. Now, two things are going on. The illegal invasion is continuing every day. It has not stopped, folks. If anything, it's picked up. You don't hear much coverage of it, though. What is in the news today besides the Republican Party? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, six police officers were shot in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Three fatally. One is literally fighting for his life, may or may not make it. And this is on top of the killings in Dallas, where five police officers were killed and 12 others were shot or injured, in addition to two or three civilians. And yes, President Obama came to Dallas to give a memorial address. About a third, maybe half of his speech was a memorial address, but the rest was a political speech on gun control and trying to make the American people, or at least the people of Dallas, think that getting a Glock is easier than getting a book or access to a computer. Give me a break, Mr. President. If you truly think the American people are that stupid, I have news for you. You're the damn fool, and the Dallas residents, longtime residents, don't appreciate that comment. They consider it insulting, condescending, and frankly stupid. Now, yesterday, another ambush in Louisiana. And again, it was a black man. A black man in Dallas, a black man in Louisiana. Both veterans. The one in Dallas was Army. The one today is Marine. A Marine, former Marine. Let me emphasize, both of these are former. The problem is, and Barack Obama has this problem, as well as those shooters have this problem, don't jump to conclusions. Let me say that again. Don't jump to conclusions. And what I mean by that, there are two videos that if you just look at the video, and I have doubts on both of these myself, it looks like the police executed two people. But what's going on here? And what don't you know? Especially the one, Alton Sterling. He had a long, long rap shooter record. But why was he resisting being searched? He was carrying a weapon. Carrying a weapon. He was on parole. Did you know he was on parole? If you're caught by the police carrying a weapon and you're on parole, guess where you're going? You're going back to jail or prison. Haven't heard that in many, many places, have you? You see, you should wait until there's a complete, thorough, objective, unbiased investigation. Don't be fooled by looking at a video. You don't know what happened before they started that video. You don't do it. You don't know it. Don't judge. And the reason I'm saying this, now I can't play this. It doesn't make sense. But I want to emphasize, you need to listen to the show. You need to go to prankpops.wordpress.com. That's my companion blog for the show is prankpops.wordpress.com. And if you go there, you'll under my photograph, you'll have links to the most recent shows, 60 to 80 shows. But under that, you'll have some of the information, my show prep notes, my videos, not my videos, but videos that I reviewed in preparing the show on both sides of the issue usually. And I give you that information because I want you to make an informed decision. And what I mean by that, I don't really care if you agree with me or not. Some people say, well, don't you want to persuade people? Oh, yes, I want to persuade people, but I want you to make an informed decision. That means you have to do your homework. I've done mine homework, and I continue to do my homework. But I know about college students. Now, they're busy. They're taking courses, so they don't have much time. And I understand you might not have the time to review these videos. But you should, and I'm pointing to really two, but there's one that's simply outstanding, and that's... There's a series. There's a gentleman that does YouTube videos, Stefan Molyneux. And I've been listening to his material for many, many years. He digs in, tries to get as much information as you can. He's not persuaded by a video. Neither am I, by the way. And sometimes even I am tempted to jump to conclusions. When you do that and start making assumptions, guess what? You're going to look like a fool. And in the Alton Sterling case, it looks like the cops killed him. I mean, that is the conclusion if you just watch the video. And they might be guilty of not following procedure, but you need to understand something. He had a gun. He didn't want to be searched. And let me explain something, and I understand this better than most people. If you're stopped by the police for a traffic violation, for example, or... I remember one night I was coming from the grocery store heading home, and a police officer stopped me. And I was taught when I was young, I no longer do this, by the way, and this is several years ago. This is at least 5-6 years ago. Get out of the car and approach the officer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a bad idea. Don't follow that advice anymore. But at one time, that was showing respect, that you weren't making the officer get out of his car, come up to you. You got out and at least met him halfway. Well, I did that. I've pulled into a gas station, a large one, a lot of lights, but it was night, and said, what's the problem, officer? And it was a taillight was out or on the fritz. I didn't know it. He said, sir, please get in your car. I'll come to you in a minute. Okay. What he was doing was checking me out. He didn't know who I was. And then he came to the car, can you give me your registration, your driver's license, your insurance? I did. And he did a search in the car. And it came up clean. No warrants. I said, okay. And I was on my way. Now, what I'm trying to tell you, when a police officer stops you, follow the instructions. Don't give him a hard time. You're not going to settle it. And keep your hands preferably on your steering wheel or where the police officer can clearly see him. He doesn't know what you're about. You're a complete stranger. Many times they can't even see into a car. So they're a little bit concerned, let's say alert, until they try to understand what are they dealing with. Is it a law-abiding citizen, or is this someone with warrants? And I mean not misdemeanors or traffic warrants. I mean true warrants for your arrest for felonies or what? If you're carrying a weapon and you don't have, in Texas, we don't have open carry yet, but we do have concealed carry, you need to tell the officer that, sir, I have a concealed carry permit, license, however you want to call it, and I am carrying I have a weapon on me. You need to tell him that. Thank you, sir. Keep your hands on the wheel. And he'll ask you to show your concealed carry card. And it probably asks you to step out the car and take the weapon. Depends on the officer in the situation. Up to now, officers were usually in Dallas, one to a car. Not anymore. And when they find that someone that's not following instructions, mainly because they don't want to be searched. That's the problem with Alton Sterling. He was carrying a weapon. And he knew once the police searched him, he was going to jail and back to prison. And the same in Minnesota. Now, his girlfriend said, oh, he had a permit. Well, we can't find the permit. So if you're carrying a weapon and you don't have a concealed carry, in some states it's open, in Louisiana it's open, you may or may not be going to jail. You got to follow instructions. And if you have drugs in the car, which was the case in the second one, you're going to get arrested. And if you've had priors, and both of these people had a long record. The one in Minnesota had 55 traffic tickets. But think about that. I've had two or three, but 55 in a short period of time? And it's sad. It's a tragedy that they both got killed. The reason I'm going over this, and I'm not coming to any conclusion here, is you need all the facts, and just looking at a short video is not going to give you all the facts. And the police are worried about someone going for their gun and shooting them. They have families and lives too. And in both instances, these people had weapons. And it looks like they did not have the legal authority to have them. And if arrested for it, most likely would be found guilty. The lesson to be learned is to follow instructions. It's hard for some people to do that. But there are over 12 million arrests in the United States on average each year. Very, very few result in guns being drawn and people being killed. It's rare. There's only several hundred involving police, and I would say at least half or more, probably more towards 80%, are righteous shootings in the sense that there's a reason why the police shot somebody. They were either going for a gun or shooting back. Let judicial process take its course. Let investigations take their course. I'm not saying they're not some bad cops. They are some bad cops. They're some mean cops. And the best advice is to follow instructions, yes, sir, or yes, officer. And once they understand you're going to follow their directions, you're not going to give them your attitude, you'll be on your way. You might have a traffic ticket, and it might cost you $100 or a couple of $100s, but you're going to be alive and well. When you don't follow police officers' instructions, that's when you get into trouble. You get in trouble, and yes, they get in trouble. Today, we found out that the fourth officer, this is a lieutenant, remember the gray that was killed being taken to the police station? And we had a black prosecutor overreacted, overcharged. This is the fourth officer that wanted the judge to hear the case. And this is the fourth officer. All charges were dismissed. You see, we have a lot of black activists. Some are lawyers, some are attorneys, some are journalists, some are presidents of the United States or attorney generals. No one likes to be stopped or pulled over, especially if you think you're in the right. I remember one day I was driving to Richland College, and I keep my cars a long time. So I have an old car, but it's in good condition. I was stopped. And for the life of me, I said, I don't know what's wrong. I'm not speeding. I stopped at the light, pulls me over. And yeah, I did the same thing. I got out of the car. I don't do that anymore. Please get in the car. I did. But in getting out of the car, I had to always have my seatbelt on, firm believer. So he asked me for my driver's license and my insurance, gave it to him. And I was a little bit steamed. You know why? He says, well, you weren't wearing your police belt. I said, excuse me? I got out of the car. Can't get out of the car without releasing the seatbelt. He gave me a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt. Well, I know what was going on. He had a quota, and that's exactly what he's doing, because I sat there and I watched him for about 5 minutes, and that's what he was doing. He was stopping almost any car at random writing a ticket. And I told him his left, I'll see you in court, officer. To make a long story short, I ultimately paid it. As far as I was concerned, that was a corrupt cop. And the leadership is corrupt to the extent that they give quotas to cops and they go out and write tickets. But that goes on, and guess what? Didn't matter I was black, white, red, Indian. He didn't care. He was going to write tickets that day and fill his quota, and he did. And the city was successful, except the citizens of Dallas have caught on to that, and they don't particularly like it. And now I think the police have seen some pushback. I'm not saying it's justified. I'm very much for supporting the police and for law and order. But what I'm trying to say is they have a very difficult job. And the best approach is simply follow instructions. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, officer. If you do that, half the time you won't even get a ticket. And I've had that happen where I had a light again, blinking. This was on the front light. Another time, I was coming back from an event. He said, well, this is just a warning, but get that light checked out. And I did, and I replaced it. I'm glad he did it. Another officer could have wrote up the ticket. So sometimes, and a lot of times, if you follow my advice, namely follow instructions, and sometimes it's hard. I've been a little steamed, but I keep it under control. You're not going to win a contest with someone that's armed, sometimes with a billy club, a taser, a blackjack, and whatever. You're not going to win. And most of them are typically bigger than me. I'm not a tall guy. But I've had, it goes either way. I've had some cops that they're going to write a ticket no matter what. And you can be in the right, it doesn't matter. And going to the Justice of Peace isn't going to make a hill of beans because they believe the police officer that, rather than you. And it cost me money. But it also cost the police, to a certain extent, the goodwill of the citizens when they over-enforce traffic laws to raise money for the city. And that's what was going on. It was no secret. It was happening all over the country. When you're in a recession, what happens? People stop buying and, as a result, tax revenue, sales taxes go down. So Donald Trump is positioning himself as the law and order candidate. Very wise move. Now, he did that before picking Mike Pence. I think Mike Pence was an excellent choice. I don't know if that was Donald Trump's true first choice or not, but that's a good decision because Mike Pence, as I said at least twice in the last couple of shows, he was my first choice if he had run for president. And I said that on the air, and then a couple of weeks later, I learned that he decided not to run for president and run for a second term as governor of Indiana, and that's what he was going to do had not Donald Trump tapped him or asked him to be his vice president nominee on the ballot. Mike Pence is a very much a movement conservative. He's for the fair tax, and that's one of the major reasons I'm for him. I was looking for candidates that were for a broad-based consumption tax, and Mike Pence was one of them. And that's the second issue. Immigration is important, but the American people really vote their pocketbooks. It's conventional wisdom, and people say that's not true. Yes, it is true. They're concerned about jobs. Even if they have a job, they're concerned about keeping their job. They've seen other people with a lot of experience lose their jobs. And they've seen over the last 15 to 20 years, good-paying jobs leave this country, as well as entry-level jobs, blue-collar jobs, manual labor jobs. More and more of those positions are being filled by illegal aliens. And they know it's going on across the country. It's mainly in about a dozen states, and I'm in one of them. And the American people deeply resent it, and they want it stopped. And Donald Trump has made some promises. Whether or not he keeps his promises, I don't know. I have a concern about trust, definitely with Hillary Clinton. I don't trust her at all. Would never vote for the Democratic Party nor its candidate. And my problem with Trump is, and you've seen it, and he knows this, he'll say something one day, and then a couple of days later, he changes. Mainly because he needs to think before he answers the questions. I think he's getting better at it. I would hope so after over a year now of running. You need to think before you engage and answer the question. And that just simply takes practice. And Donald Trump was a businessman. He wasn't a professional politician. He hasn't run for office until now. So politicians that have run for office, and Mike Pence was a six-term congressman from Indiana, a one-term governor. Before that, he was in a law practice, also was on talk radio and television. He's a communicator, very personable, straightforward. Some have called him a Boy Scout. I've heard he's an Eagle Scout. I don't know if he is. I haven't seen that information, but he's a straight shooter. He's honest. He has integrity. He'll tell it the way it is. But he's rather calm, deliberate. He looks like a president or VP candidate. He's articulate, can communicate. And I'm not surprised Donald Trump picked him. I would have had no problem with Senator Jeff Sessions. And frankly, my first choice was Senator Ted Cruz, but I knew that was going to be a rather tough sale because a lot of words were exchanged both by Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. So there's not, if you will, there's some bad blood there, even though Donald Trump asked Ted Cruz to speak at the convention, and he is speaking. I believe it's Wednesday. Could be wrong there, but I believe it's Wednesday. So we're going to see a lot of news stories covering the convention. convention. And we'll probably have some news out of the convention. But I'm waiting to see Donald Trump and Mike Pence develop their economic program. Now, they want to make America great again. They want to make America safe again. That's a winning message. But you have to explain how in detail. Telling your goals is one thing. Telling how you're going to accomplish your goals is quite another thing. And that's one of my criticisms of Mr. Trump. Not that Hillary Clinton is any better. Because besides immigration and besides fundamental tax reform, literally scrapping the income tax system that we have today and replacing it with a system based on spending for consumption. In other words, when you go buy a new good or service, you pay a tax. In other words, do away with all federal taxes, including payroll, income tax, corporate tax, capital gains taxes, alternative minimum, estate and gift taxes. Do away with all that and replace it with one simple, fair, transparent, and really encourages work, savings, and investment. The candidate that will do that, and that is a message that appeals to everybody. It appears to not only the owners, the entrepreneurs, the business owners, small, medium, and large. And it needs to be done. I'm advocating a very pro-economic growth tax policy as well as a fiscal policy. And the answer is a broad-based consumption tax. There's no silver bullet here because that is going to be difficult to pass because the status quo, both in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and the bureaucracy and a tax attorneys, CPAs, especially those that specialize in tax, will oppose it every step of the way. I was in the financial services area. I have a number of credentials after my name. One was CPA. Retired from that not a long time ago, but about 10 years now. A lot of people make their living doing tax returns as well as doing the research necessary to structure business transactions, especially, for example, in real estate. Donald Trump knows all this. But what is fundamentally holding back the growth of this country today is our own tax system. We're literally shooting ourselves in both feet and both arms. Self-inflicted wounds. It cost us an estimated over $500 billion. That's what it'd be, billion dollars to do the returns. That would all go away, and the people that make their living there are going to have to find something else to do. I don't think they're going to have much trouble, but it's overdue. And that's the same thing with the IRS, because you don't need a big Internal Revenue Service. Instead of tens of thousands of people wasting everybody's time, and I don't blame the federal employees. Remember, it's Congress, Democrats and Republicans, that have given us this abomination. And it is. It is a drag on U.S. growth. And that means less jobs, less income, and less wealth. So if Donald Trump is more or less right on immigration, if he can get the right tax policy, and hopefully Mike Pence can convince him, that's two winning issues, folks. And remember, for those that are unfamiliar with the fair tax, or my version of it, fair tax less, it involves a prebate. The Fair Tax Organization has one way to calculate that prebate. It's rather complicated. I have a rather simple way. It's every American, every month, and it doesn't matter how poor you are or rich, would get a check from the government of $1,000. So you get 12 checks, $12,000. That pays the taxes for the necessities or essentials to life. Everyone needs food. Everyone needs a roof over their head. Everyone needs transportation, insurance, clothing. In other words, the first $60,000 of what you spend, you're going to pay the tax, but at the beginning of the month, you get a prebate that offsets that tax. I estimate that probably somewhere between 50 and 60%, closer to 60% of the American people would not be paying any tax when you consider the offset. That's why it's a winner. That means at least 60% of the people will love it. Actually, more will, because there's no tax on your investment gain from your investments, whether it's your 401k, when you go sell your house, mutual fund, whatever, no taxes. That's why I say it encourages work, because you get to keep what you earn and you pay the taxes when you buy the good or service. And everything, and the tax is 20%. That's the bad news. You got to pay for the government. Who's going to pay most of the taxes? The well-off, the top really 40%, but most of it is the people in the top 10, 20, 30%. If you're spending more as an individual than $60,000 a year, such as Donald Trump, you're going to be paying taxes. And the rate, it's known, it's clear, it's 20%. Everyone pays it. What's also very good, we have a large underground economy where people try to avoid paying income taxes. They're not on the radar. They don't pay them. Well, they spend money, and usually some big bucks, on a lot of things. In other words, we would do away with the compliance cost of $500 billion. We would also increase revenues by many hundreds of millions for the underground economy today that's not taxed. And a lot of that is criminal activity. Matter of fact, most of it is criminal activity. But criminals eat and buy things. And when they do, they're going to pay taxes. So the candidate that can get immigration right, roll back that invasion of this country, and stop the illegals from coming here, and that's what you need to do. If you don't shut off that magnet of jobs, people will continue to come. And the second reason they come is to have a baby here, to have linked or chain immigration. Not, we're the only country in the world that has that. That needs to be stopped. In other words, if one or both of your parents are not U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter that your mother was here when she had you. If she's an illegal alien, so are you. And you're both going to be deported. And the third issue is to balance the budget. Are we talking about that? No, we're not talking about. What is the big lie media talking about today? I'll tell you what they're talking about. They're talking about the killings in Baton Rouge of the police officers, which they should. And they're also talking about the blacks that were killed by the police officers. What are they not talking about? What should they be talking about? What's the real problem here? It is black men killing law-abiding blacks. Black men make about 6.5% of the population. Yet, most of these black homicides, and it's black-on-black homicides, upwards of about 50%. That's the situation where the person doing the crime is black and the victim is a black. Oh, yeah, they're 4, 5, 6%. It varies from year to year where a black is killing a white. We had that recently in Dallas. We've had it in Baton Rouge. Two of the cops look white. One is definitely black, but it was a black man killing police officers. What's the problem? It's the crime in the black community. The primary victims, overwhelming, are black. They need the police there, and they also need to arm themselves against the drug peddlers, the gangs, the thieves, the muggers, and these killers. You see, what's going on, we have a party, the Democratic Party, that wants to say that the problem is police killing blacks. No, the problem, Mr. President, it's black men killing other blacks, and you don't want to talk about that. That's the real problem. This is a distraction to stir up the black community so they'll vote for Hillary Clinton come November. Do they care about the black community? No, they don't. For them, it's all about power and how can we keep power. What it's also about is how can we control people. And it's well-funded by the very rich, including George Soros, through his contributions to a number of organizations. Really what he's doing is laundering his money, and ultimately it gets to groups like Black Lives Matter, and they're stirring it up. They're race baiting. They're black races engaged in race baiting. They're very proud. We're gonna cause trouble in Cleveland. Well, good luck. What we need is blacks, law-abiding blacks, to tell it the way it is. They have a problem. Black males, primarily young ones, that are committing the crimes in their own community, and the victims are other blacks. That is really the issue that the president does not want to talk about. Instead, I think both of them have blood on their hands, George Soros and Barack Obama, for stirring up this mess, agitating for it, really provoking it. And that's what he is. He's an agent provocateur, trying to stir up the black community, increase tensions between the race, so they can ensure that the overwhelming majority of blacks elect Hillary Clinton, just like they overwhelmingly voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. Hasn't done much good, has it? Unemployment amongst blacks, especially young blacks, teenagers in their 20s, is still high, because twice that of the national average. Well, I'm looking at the time. I'm really out of time. Thank you for listening. I'll probably have more to say on this tomorrow. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.